You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. And today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 and you will get 15% off your next order. It is Monday, May the 10th in the year 2021. And during the weekend, any weekend, we all want things to go as smooth as possible. Hopefully get some good news along the way. Well, Buckeye fans got some good news over the weekend and some unfortunate news as well. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at JStevens07. You can also follow the podcast on Twitter as well at Locked On Buckeye. Lineup for today in segment two, we'll talk about some unfortunate news that Buckeye fans got over the weekend and what it means for the future. Segment three, name, image, and likeness. It's right around the corner. We begin today's show talking about some good news Buckeye fans got over the weekend. The news that came from Governor DeWine that, well, the horseshoe, it's possible for it to be full in the fall. You're a sports fan. I'm a sports fan. Many of us have our networks that we like to watch that cover the sport that we love. Sometimes football, some people gravitate towards Fox, deviate away from ESPN unless it's for a game that ESPN is broadcasting. Sometimes college basketball, you're all about the Big Ten Network only because they play all the Big Ten games, then you do well go to ESPN, Fox, CBS Sports, things of that nature. Baseball, there are certain networks that have baseball, and you go towards those. Right now, in collegiate sports, this is a college podcast, where you have baseball and softball. ESPN covers those, does a phenomenal job covering them. So a lot of us are gravitating towards the worldwide leader as we are watching college baseball and softball. Well, one thing we know is that when someone is broadcasting a game, you want to be able to watch the game and make it be as normal as possible. So what are we finding that's going on right now? Looking down at the South, I mentioned that on purpose. College baseball, softball season is right now. And if you look down South, either in the state of Texas or Louisiana or Mississippi or Florida, you can see some full stadium. Some of you may have watched WrestleMania. A lot of people there. I believe there was a UFC fight on Saturday evening. I believe there were 70,000 people. Yes, 70,000 people inside AT&T Stadium at its capacity. Seats over 100,000 people for a sporting event. And when you think about 100,000 people, when you think about the people down South that are packing these stadiums for college games or for a fight or for WrestleMania, which is only for entertainment. Your hope is that there's a possibility that the horseshoe, the place you want to watch games this fall, will be full for games when Ohio State opens their home schedule September 11th against the Oregon Ducks. Here's what the governor had to say about the possibility of there being a full stadium in the fall. Now, this comes from a statement that he provided to Kyle Rowland of the Toledo Blade. I'll read it verbatim from an article that I came across. Quote, last season, most collegiate football conferences had capacity restrictions that were more stringent than state protocols. As a result, last season, it was the conference rules that were setting capacity as they were more restrictive. Currently, Ohio has no capacity limitation for outdoor events. Sporting event organizers do currently have protocols to social distance pods of no more than 10 persons. This is in line with our simplified mitigation protocols focused on distancing and masking when one cannot socially distance, such as at crowded events like sporting events. Ohio has set a benchmark that will remove COVID mitigation protocols when we drop below high case levels. This will happen when our two weak case rate drops below 50 cases per 100,000 residents. We believe this is likely to happen well before the start of football season, and the CDC echoed that optimism in statements this week, end quote. I want to go back to something that the governor said that I think sounds a little odd to me. Maybe I'm just trying to think I'm overthinking things, but he says, currently, Ohio has no capacity limitation for outdoor events. Okay, great, you don't. But you are limiting people that can go because they have to sit inside their social distance pods with no more than 10 people. So without having a limit on how many people could be in an area, you're limiting how many people can be in an area because you have a cap on how many people can be in a group. Maybe, just maybe, I'm the odd one, I'm the odd one, I have no idea. But that's how I viewed that. Yes, there are no limits on how many people can go to, say, a baseball game. But you are capping how many people can go to the game because you have a cap on how large a group can be. Social distance pods, social distancing, ultimately limits the amount of people that can go inside and be at an event, which are rules that you set forth. I'm going to get off of that right now, but that is true. There's more than what he said about this, about the horseshoe being full. Do I want the horseshoe to be full in the fall? Yes. Ohio State had 19,180. Well, that's what the capacity could have been for the spring game on April 17th. I want the horseshoe to be full. Do I think the horseshoe could be full right now? Yes, but I'm not calling the shots. I am not currently in charge. And so I have no say about what is going to happen or when things could change down the road. As it currently stands, remember, now I mentioned earlier, right from the article, that the governor says that the COVID mitigation protocols will drop once there is a two-week case rate that drops below 50 cases per 100,000 residents. Currently, how things stand. As it currently stands, Ohio's two-week case rate is currently at 140.2 per 100,000 residents, down from 155.6 from the previous week and 185.8 the week before that. The figure peaked at 845.5 in mid-December and hasn't been below 50 since last June. I think the horseshoe can be full. I think it should be full, but I am not the one calling the shots. I'm not the one doing anything. The cases, as they're being calculated, dictate that. I hope the horseshoe is full. I hope you're able to go to games. I hope I am able to go to games. Everybody that wants to go to a Buckeye football game in the fall is able to go. Why? Because the games are a whole lot more fun when that shoe is full. Let's step away very, very quickly. When we come back, we discuss some unfortunate news the Buckeye fans got over the weekend. But first, check this out. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC /MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to betonline.ag on your computer or mobile device, and when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Once again, I'll go over that one more time. Head to betonline.ag on your laptop or mobile device. And when you sign up today, make sure you use promo code LOCKEDON, and it's all one word, and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. Before we continue today's episode here of Locked on Buckeyes, I want to remind you to make sure you subscribe or follow Locked on Buckeyes so you don't miss a beat. I understand there's been a hiccup or two or 10 with Apple Podcasts. They've now implemented an update, and that has delayed the updating of episodes for some listeners. The Odyssey app is a place to go. It's the place to be. Some of you may have heard said, Jay, that took over the radio.com app. I didn't like that app, but I'm right there with you. I didn't like it. The Odyssey app is sleek. It's easy to use, and it's the place to be to stay up to date with Locked on Buckeyes, because there's a new fresh episode dropping for you every Monday through Friday. Unfortunate news is never enjoyable to get. I know myself when there was something that was coming my way that I wanted something to come, and I wanted that news to come very, very quickly, very swiftly, you may want to say. May it be a job, may it be something here for the podcast, and I'm trying to get guests to come on the show. May it be something that, well, it's not as important as other things, but you still want that news to come as quick as possible, and you want the response to be exactly what you want it to be, what you plan for it to be. Well, over the weekend, I'm not going to try to pronounce this man's last name, but there's a young man by the name of Henry T. I think his name is Tioto. See, I know I should have tried it. I'm not gonna try and do it. I don't have it right in front of me, so I can't like look down and say, "Oh, Henry T. The O's. Here's how you pronounce it." There's a couple of apostrophes there. Oh, here's how you pronounce that young man's name. I would just say he was the most sought after linebacker in the transfer portal because he was a top linebacker in the transfer portal. Former starter at the University of Tennessee, and man, let me tell you, if it wasn't for Twitter, I would not have known what Buckeye fans are talking about when it comes to this young man, because when I go to 24/7 Sports, the crystal ball said Alabama. The crystal ball said 67% Alabama, 33% Ohio State. Now, those of you that know anything about the crystal ball at 24/7 Sports does, you know exactly that that is generally a good barometer or measuring stick as far as or prediction to say what may happen down the road. So as I was looking at it, and I know what I saw on Twitter, I know people that said, oh, I got a source that says Henry T is coming to Ohio State. I got this, I got that. But when I meet myself, this is how Jay looks at things. It's not always correct, but a lot of the times your boy is getting better at predicting things. So I went back to the 24/7 transfer portal, 24/7 Sports transfer portal. And if you don't know anything about the portal or 24/7 Sports, I'll explain it to you for about 20, 30 seconds. 24/7 Sports is a phenomenal recruiting database for basketball and football. We hear all about 5-star, 4-star, 3-star, this, all of that stuff. Well, 24/7 Sports is one of the top recruiting databases you can tap into. There's Rivals, there's ESPN. When I was in school, it was all about Rivals. ESPN was big. You had the ESPN 300 or 150 or whatever it was. But still, it was Rivals. I actually had a login. I don't know how I got the login. I wish I still had it, because back then when Rivals, you had to have a login to look at stuff. Man, I could look at articles. I could look at videos. I could look at recruiting stuff. I was a junior in high school doing all this stuff at school. One of the coaches filtered it into one of the basketball players. I know exactly what it was. Don't know if it was my buddy Stevie Hedrick or Darren Granger, Stevie's buddy that filtered that thing down. But we had our own login for Rivals.com. We thought we were everything. Yes, nerding out in high school about recruiting. But nowadays, I think 24/7 Sports is the best. And when it comes to reporting and keeping up to date and predicting where athletes will go, myself, I use 24/7 Sports. I've mentioned here on the podcast, I will do my best to stick with 24/7 Sports as far as making things uniform, as far as recruiting 5-star, 4-star, things like that. And that's just who I am. And when it comes to the transfer portal, they have the same type of system. The transfer portal for 24/7 Sports, I like it because they also add in the amount of stars that a recruit has or transfer has while they're in college. So some guys, you'll see you have some 5-star recruits out of high school drop down to a 4-star recruit in college based off their collegiate production. So they're updating their recruiting. They're updating their stars and their grades along the way. I think it's a phenomenal way to stay up to date and to make sure you're anybody that taps into this, they're getting current information about these players. So if I was going to the 24/7 Sports transfer portal, I would just type in 24/7 Sports transfer portal in Google. It will pop up the link right at the top of the page. Click that link. And when I scroll down, the crystal ball is the same for a high school recruit as well as a transfer portal recruit. There are beat writers, there are people that work for 24/7 Sports that will predict crystal ball-esque where that recruit will go. So I went to the 24/7 Sports crystal ball prediction, and I tweeted this out because it was either a week ago or 2 weeks ago. It was over the weekend. A lot of people were saying, I'm hearing Henry T to Ohio State. Henry T to Ohio State. I don't know who they were hearing that from, because I checked the transfer portal a few times, the crystal ball a few times prior to tweeting out a screenshot, a crop screenshot of that individual. And what did it show? Henry T, 67% Alabama, 33% Ohio State. And it does break down who made that prediction. Only three predictions made. The first two are made at the end of January. I forget who they were. One was an Alabama writer, I believe, for 24/7 Sports. And the other was a national writer also for 24/7 Sports. And then you had the Ohio State individual in April. And I think that's when, that must have been when it was, when all of the news or the noise is being made. Oh, we're getting Henry T. We're getting Henry T. I understand what that person is hearing, what they're saying. I understand all of that. I understand that things can change as far as the recruit can change their mind. But there was news that came out that Henry T was going to Ohio State. I went back to the 24/7 Sports transfer portal. I went back there and saw, well, 67-33. Two-thirds of the votes are going to Alabama. And I don't think it's as detrimental as a lot of people may think. I saw Burham on Twitter say that Ohio State really had a long shot for them to get him. But still, you still want to try to get all the talent that you can get. Now, with that in mind, does Ohio State need Henry T to be successful? No, they don't. Now, it would help. It'd be beneficial. You have Jameson Williams going to Alabama. You have Henry T going down to Alabama. The one thing I think with Jameson Williams, I did mention this last week, they have a new OC. Does anybody know what Bill O'Brien's offense will look like? Probably not. Why? Because he's been in the NFL for so long. I don't know what his offense will look like at Alabama with the new quarterback, with new offensive players, with a new running back being featured. I don't know. And I bet you Saban doesn't either. But has an idea. I will say he has an idea. But we really don't know how it's going to look on the field once the games begin to be played. But you got to trust the recruiting. If Henry T didn't come, you got to trust Taraja Mitchell, Cody Simon, Kevon Pope, Dallas Gant, Reed Carrico, Tommy Eichenberg, the will and inside linebackers. You have to trust them. You have to trust your recruiting. You have to trust what you have done. Yes, it would help. It would be beneficial for Henry T to come to Ohio State and play the inside backer position. He has experience. He's been very, very successful. But it's not needed for Ohio State to be successful at all. We'll talk more about this tomorrow because, trust me, there's more transfer talk that I think that people would love to hear, but they don't need him. But, man, it was fun hearing that news that Henry T would not be transferring to the Ohio State University. But you know, you don't get a top transfer, it's not the end of the world. Season hasn't started yet. I think there's enough talent at Ohio State to be very, very, very successful this year. Got to step away one more time. When we come back, we talk about name, image, and likeness. And guys, this thing right now is closer than you think to going into practice. But first, check this out. There's a good chance you're a person like me that loves, and I literally mean loves, a good protein bar. You know, the ones that fit your macros for your diet. You know, all the things, all the details about the ingredients and nutrition, they hit. I mean, that's exactly spot on to where you want them to be. And it tastes like a candy bar as well. Well, guys, your boy has ended his search, and I thoroughly encourage you to consider ending yours as well, because Built Bars are great for the health-conscious guy. They'll also help you lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, high protein, high fiber, and also great for the keto diet. And with the purchase at BuiltBar.com, you will get a free cooler. Now, those are only available while supplies last. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKED15, and you will get 15% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. As we roll on to continue and wrap up today's episode here of Locked On Buckeyes, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Guys, name, image, and likeness is right around the corner. We have all heard about the conversation, about the talk about how athletes would love to make money just for being human beings. Why do I say it so plainly like that? Because that's exactly what it is. Let me explain it to you. If you don't know about name, image, and likeness, what it means, what legislation may come down to put this into practice, name, image, and likeness is literally players getting compensated for their name, their image, and their likeness. Just how it sounds, or you'll see it on Twitter on articles, NIL. Normally in articles, they'll use NIL right after using it once at the top of the article, and then they'll put NIL in parentheses so you know what it means if you see the shortened version or the abbreviation NIL later in the article. So name, image, and likeness has been an issue. The Ed O'Bannon case that started about almost, goodness gracious, 5, 6, 7 years ago now. It's been a while where Ed O'Bannon started a lawsuit and basically said, hey, NCAA, EA Sports, you guys are not right for capitalizing on these athletes via video games and things of that nature without compensating them. One interesting thing about Ed O'Bannon, not many people know, he played college basketball at UCLA, and he did not complain about this once while he was in college. It came on afterwards. I'll leave it at that. He was a good basketball player, played at UCLA. But this is something that I would think that someone would come out with then while they're playing, not long after they're playing, and has no issue or no implications on what they're currently doing in their life. But Ed O'Bannon started a lawsuit, started coming down at the NCAA, EA Sports, NCAA football, that franchise or that string in the series of video games was not being made anymore, and I don't like that, but coming back very soon, I believe 2023, it said only 2 to 3 years to get it done, so I think I said it could come back in 2023, I think it actually came back in 2020, was in the original ruling came out, so I think not this year. It could come out next year, I believe, but I think it'll come out in 2023 whenever they can hire everybody, get the graphics team together, basically starting from scratch or almost scratch to get the game to be as good as it can be. But name, image, and likeness, for example, for how some people may wonder, how is that not the case? If you want to go to somebody on the street and say, well, here's college football, athlete, quarterback at, let's just say Ohio State, for the show, and someone were to say, hey, so the quarterback last year, Justin Fields, he couldn't go out and get paid for signing autographs, or he couldn't get money for a YouTube channel, or he couldn't get money for paid ads via Instagram. Why? Because the NCAA says no. Yeah, very, very confusing. I've tried talking to one of my friends at one of my jobs about the NCAA rules, and they are like, that is very stupid. Somebody that's in the band or somebody that plays an instrument or just a regular person that's just going to school, they can start a YouTube page. They can tutor. They can do whatever they want, personal train. They can do all these things to make money, but a collegiate athlete cannot. So it's legislation coming down in Georgia. They made a rule. I would look into those details because to me, when I was looking slightly, barely glancing over those details and reading some things about that, I was like, I wonder how this is going to go once it's put into practice. Name, image, and likeness is right around the corner, and so many players will like it. But at the same time, who is it going to benefit? Is it going to benefit every athlete? Is it going to benefit just the top athletes? Would you, if you're a business owner, want to sign a contract with a offensive tackle at a school to say, hey, you're popular, you're doing well, you're really good, you're going to be a future first-round pick. How about you run this ad for me? I'm going to put you in an ad. I'm going to pay you for your services. Would you do that? I mean, think about it. Not to just throw it out there, not to be negative. Imagine if Marcus Hooker suspended right now indefinitely. I still have not heard anything about his suspension and what his status is right now as far as, well, he owned a team, but he can't do nothing with the team. So I don't know, but imagine a Marcus Hooker. There's a Marcus Hooker at all conferences, a lot of schools, very talented, very good young man, but he has two DUIs. Think about how that would look at, or how somebody may look at a company if Marcus Hooker is a spokesman for said company and he has two DUIs while in college. Will that be something where the sponsor or the business that has a contract with Marcus Hooker, will they pull that contract and cut it immediately? Will people from the public look at that company and say, well, why would you do that with that young man? Did you do your background check? Did you do all your vetting? Did you talk to the right people, the chains of people that you need to talk to? I mean, there's so many things that may happen and come because of that. Well, that's possible. At the same time, there's a risk for doing business. For the athletes, it's a step in the right direction. Me personally, I don't think they should be paid as employees, but if name, image, and likeness is a way for them to get some money in their pocket and the NCAA legislation and all that kind of stuff says, well, we know what we used to do. We're not doing that anymore. And you could just have a YouTube page. You can get paid off of Instagram. You can start up your own small business. So be it. Go for it. This is a step in the right direction for so many athletes because, well, I mean, they're just getting paid, like I said earlier, for being a human being and doing something to help themselves put some money inside their pocket. Guys, this has been a fun day. We'll be back tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The plan as of right now is to have a guest on Wednesday for the entire time. We're going to continue talking about NFL draft picks, a Buckeye draft picks, and how they'll fit in with their new teams. Hopefully, we're going to continue that throughout the entirety of the week. A lot of those things I just mentioned have not been recorded just yet, but have a lot of talking into a microphone over the next few days to get those things recorded for you to enjoy. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. Also, if you want to send an email to me, feel free to email me at jstevens317@gmail.com. And now that today's show is wrapped up and over, it's a great time to click over, search on your podcast listening app, and check out the Locked On Today podcast, because you can get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app, which is free, AUDACY, or wherever you get your good old podcast.